This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on elevating our communication and leadership skills. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and in our episode today, I'm going to tell you a story. It starts with a conference, actually. I agreed to do a breakout session at Tectonic. And speaking at an event, normally one of my favorite things to do, but when I looked at the calendar when this event was, I realized the timing landed right in the middle of spring break for my kids. My daughters are still in high school. Right at the end of the week there. So I had to break off some time and make things work. And we made it work. We carved out some family time in Chicago, which is normally a connection flight for me when I fly from Michigan before I fly to anywhere. This time we just drove to Chicago and we had some fun. We drove in our EV deliberately. It's kind of fun to experience road tripping in an EV because it's a little more challenging, takes a little more planning, and it drives people nuts. If you have strong opinions on EVs, don't worry about it. It's still cool. But we went to Lincoln Park Zoo, the Shedd Aquarium, Willis Tower, the sights in Chicago that normally I just see from an airplane window. We got to go and experience those. It's not far from Michigan, so it's something that we do occasionally. Just a two-night trip. From there, of course, I would fly on to Houston and my wife and daughter would drive home. I want to say this was a really nice time, but this was a weird week. There's a lot of stressful events that were sort of hanging on in the world at the time. Cool moon mission, kind of frustrating war going on in places. And I'm not going to dwell on these things, but the capstone of this trip for me, the family portion of the trip, was really, it was a dinner at Harry Carey's. And if you've never been there, I can't recommend it enough. It's such a nice little old restaurant, really fine Italian food, great meal, great atmosphere. Underneath the building, there's like this old speakeasy, like Prohibition era stuff that's kind of interesting to see, like the old gangsters like Al Capone and those things. Just like there's something underneath this old building. For me, this trip, they had something underneath it all, too. See, I had this presentation coming up at the end of the week, and the topic I was teaching on was relational advising in the age of DVI. And this was on my mind because, not because I needed content, because I actually had a four-hour version of this course that I could do, and I had to trim this down into 1 hour. And that's when I also found out a little before this trip, too, is that I actually needed to have it down to 45 minutes because I needed to allow for transition time to the next presenter. So it needed further trimming. And it was just like, what am I going to cut is still on my mind. And I was still in this mode of like, no, I'll keep that and get rid of this. No, maybe I'll get rid of that and keep this. I had to put it all aside and just enjoy the family time. Now, what I didn't realize was of all the things that I would be inspired to want to say in that breakout session that was still ahead of me on this trip. And I hinted at this to the folks that were in my session. So welcome new listeners. As we mentioned, I would talk about this on the podcast. I told you I'd do it. I'm doing it today. And thank goodness for this outlet because I did not have time. It was one of the things I had to cut from the class. This is really answering another question. What does my trip to Chicago add to the topic I was discussing at Tectonic? Let me tell you. Our word of the day today is gravitas, and we will define that word for you after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Unlock your communication insights with Inbound's AI-powered call analytics for auto repair shops. Learn more at callinbound.com. Want a more profitable shop? Start with your service advisor. They are the face of your business, the voice on the phone, and the key to every approved repair. ServiceAdvisorTraining.com is dedicated to giving them the tools and training they deserve. Okay, we are back, and our word of the day today is gravitas. It is a noun. It's a word you probably have heard before, may have even used, and it means the quality of having serious, weighty importance or dignity, a sense of substance that commands attention and respect. Used in a sentence, I would say the gravitas with which our server described the evening special made every dish sound like an event worth attending. Oh, it is so true, too. My daughter and I shared a larger version of the special at Harry Carey's. It was a steak with lobster, and it was just perfect. And there was enough for the two of us after I cleaned up her leftovers. My wife had pasta and shrimp. We had a bruschetta appetizer. So, so good. We even split an excellent tiramisu for dessert. We were stuffed. And it is here, after dinner, this title of the episode being 15 minutes and half a mile, or half a mile and 15 minutes, really, really starts to set in. So it's just me, my wife, and my youngest on this trip, if I didn't make that clear. And we decided to, after dinner, go for a little walk around the Riverwalk in Chicago. And it was a beautiful night. I think this was Wednesday night. And this being the fact that the first day of the trip was super cold and windy. Anyone who's been around Chicago in the Midwest upper area around April like this knows it's hit and miss on the weather. But oh boy, Wednesday night was really nice, and the street people were out walking around. No more winter jackets like the day before. It was great. Very comfortable. Kind of spring evening you wait for all winter long. And so we wandered down toward the riverbank, toward the river, just take in the skyline. It was now very much past dusk, so the lights are on in the city. And if you've not been in Chicago at night, wandering around, walking around on a warmer evening, it really is a beautiful and very walkable city. There's parts of town you maybe don't want to go into. I've never stayed in those areas, but this was really, really nice. I felt very good walking around. And this is when it got interesting for me, is we were just around the corner from the restaurant, walking up towards one of the road bridges. I forget what street it was, but we're walking across the river, and we start hearing what sounds like a party ahead of us. And maybe it was a marching band. And we got closer and we started seeing all these blue flashing lights. Oh, those are police. Okay. Oh, it's a protest. There's all these signs now, and there's people with megaphones and flags and banners and all these things. And we keep walking towards this a little bit slower as we just sort of try to gauge what's going on. And my youngest 15 freshman in high school there is like, "Dad, we're not going to a protest, are we?" I said, "No, no, we are not." My fellow listeners might be wondering here too, like, is this podcast going to go political now? No, we're not. But you must know this about me right now. I love being present in moments. I love like observing human behavior in general. And I saw people reacting in real time to weighty events in the world that very week specifically felt very heavy. And you don't have to agree with the signs or that people are carrying, or even try to understand what this guy's yelling through his microphone. It's none of that really needed to matter. What mattered was that there was an interesting event happening right there in front of us. And that's exactly what I told my daughters. Like, look, we're safe right here. We're at a safe distance, but this is interesting, right? You know about some of the events going on in the world. Of course, you've talked about some of them at school, and here we are right now. And you're seeing a reaction to those things. Doesn't it make everything that's happening feel more real? It's like, okay, yeah. And again, like safe distance. My wife, I even checked with her. She's looking at like finding our exit if we need one down to the Riverwalk there. We have easy outs in case it's a weird protest. But the police were super calm. They're on their bicycles. They're on their cars. It's all, it seemed like a strange parade in Chicago on a warm spring night amongst the beautiful skyline. But here are these protesters are going along the path, and look up, and there's Trump's Tower there in Chicago. And it's just like an interesting panoramic view of events in the world kind of colluding in one tight little spot. Just neat. All right. And we waited there for a little while before we started continuing on our walk. Now, this is then again, not far down that same path, just on our way back towards our hotel, we came across what I realized was a Holocaust Remembrance Center. There's large banners of the speakers. I'd seen it when we drove by before, and I was wondering, oh, what event is in town? I couldn't quite read the signs. And it's like, oh my goodness, like there's this conference here from like people that study an era of history that I've always been rather moved by. And there's these professionals on the banner in for a meeting that if I were still studying history as a profession, which I still aim to do someday, like 100%, that'd be the conference I'd probably be going to instead of for an automotive conference. But it's right there. As on our walk, there's like history on the wall right there along this river walk. And I just sort of stood there for a moment, feeling the cooler spring air, hearing the protesters still a little bit further off in the distance, cool breeze off the water, my family beside me, skyline above, and I just felt grateful, genuinely, quietly grateful for that moment. And big cities are exactly like this. They create a convergence of context that is really magnifying if you take a moment to see it. Maybe you had to be there, and I hope I'm doing a good enough job explaining it, but we made our way back. Eventually, I went to move our electric vehicle from the charging part of the garage to just a regular parking spot so we don't get bumped a bunch of non-charging fees. You know, that can happen. It's not bad, but either way. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text updates, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Ready to boost your auto repair shop's success? ShopDog Marketing is here to help you. We put customers first using AI to create standout content that ranks. Harness the power of mobile first and voice search, and let our expert team help you sweeten your revenue with more car count. ShopDog Marketing offers a free guide on using AI to drive more repair orders. Get your guide today and watch your auto repair shop thrive. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Now, our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound. For proven expertise and unmatched innovation, visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. What if you knew exactly what to say to the price shopper, the upset customer, the person who says they cannot afford it? Every day, service advisors lose customers not because of bad service, but because of the wrong words at the wrong moment. Words That Work is a free phone scripts playbook built for auto service professionals. Every script includes the reasoning behind it, so you understand not just what to say, but why it works. Grab your free copy at serviceadvisortraining.com. Even on a meaningful evening and a nice stroll, practical life keeps going. And I'll just note, like, hey, yeah, we drove to Chicago on that electric vehicle at a time when gas prices are at historic highs. So I felt pretty smart, actually, despite there's more to manage with road tripping on the EV. Topic I do intend to talk more about, as I think it'll have some strong merit, especially to our industry. But here is the thing. The whole walk was half a mile. It took about 15 minutes. How much context of the world did I just get to you through this story that made you think about different things and human reactions and all this stuff? Like, I didn't even mention the Salesforce Tower that's on one of the parts of the Riverwalk there. And Salesforce is having this moment in this AI era that we're in right now. And this whole SaaSpocalypse term is now hitting the software industry. Like, AI is going to take everybody's job in that industry. It's like, oh man, that's my industry. That's strange, right? But look, I could spend an hour unpacking everything I experienced on that walk because of everything I brought into it. My background, my family, my beliefs, my curiosity, my fascination with new technology in the automotive space. The week the world was having, right? The presentation still open in my mind. All of it was there with me in that half mile. And I experienced all of that in 15 minutes. Now think about your clients that come into your shop. When someone pulls into your service facility, their vehicle might have 100,000 miles on it, maybe 200,000 miles on it, and attached to every one of those miles is a person with just as much context as I have on that walk, obviously, and that many miles. Oh, so many more. And you have 15 minutes with them. Now, if I could carry that much meaning into just a half a mile, how much more might your client with 100,000 miles or more on their vehicle? So the moral of my story is spend the 15 minutes. That's one of the things my friend Rui Martins coaches. Remember his topic that we've done on the podcast here. The appointment is with the advisor. He talks about the reservationist role and the shops that schedule at intervals with the advisor. When the appointment is with the advisor at 15-minute intervals, why is it with the advisor? You have time with the client. You have time to cultivate a relationship and find out a little bit more about what makes them tick, how they use their car. Hopefully that's the kind of culture you can cultivate in your business. And hopefully you can spend that time meaningfully. Half a mile, 15 minutes. That's my story. And that's why I wanted to bring it in. But I think you also see why I had to break it out of a 45-minute breakout. I just couldn't quite make all the points I want because it took me about that long to make this one. We got the word of the day used at the beginning. I think you see there's a little bit of gravitas there. There's this serious, weighty importance that we brought into things too. Sense of substance, right? That commands attention and respect. The next episode is going to be on writing a shorter presentation. It's actually really hard. It is a huge struggle. So we'll enjoy bringing that in episode 092, still ahead. And hey, folks, I appreciate hearing from you on a lot of things. And I hope you'll take even just a few minutes, reach out to me because I do appreciate it. The email for the show here is speakup@craigoneill.net. O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L. And remember, listen up on the app to all of the shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, and the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. Once again, thank you so much to our sponsors who make this show possible. Autoflow, ShopDog Marketing, Call Inbound, ServiceAdvisorTraining.com. We appreciate all of your support to bring these messages to our loyal listeners. And thank you, all of you, for joining us on this episode. I hope you found the story at least a little intriguing here. It was just kind of a neat moment I wanted to share in Chicago, a little bit different than our normal episodes on this show, but kind of a cool spot. And look, I'll put the picture that I took, one of the things in the show notes for you too. Thank you so much. Get out there, listen up, speak up, and spend that 15 minutes.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about.